Fest right now, and I'm sure he's going to be playing all kinds of things that you might want to check out during the week. And I'm going to close the show with Raghu Lokanathan on CITR. This is from his CD Blue Girl, and it's called Don't Ask Me Why.
That's how I test if the mic's working.
Thanks. My headphones are really loud right now. I was getting distracted by my own voice. Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
We're here.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Live. Live in the studio.
It feels so good when we're here live.
It's true.
Feels like home. I made a little home motion.
I thought you were like scratching a record.
No, that's...
But really, you were kind of like making a bed, I guess.
Yeah, that was a little bit. It was like this.
Hey, whip it.
Record bed. You guys are listening to CITR.
101.9 FM. I was all ready for it.
Yeah, I know.
And the show is...
All awesome in your ears.
And I'm S-Bot.
And I'm M-Bot.
And thanks for coming.
Thanks. There we go. I'm just
okay.
Gonna do that.
All right.
I just had to take off my headphones. It was too distracting for some reason today.
Let's get to it.
All right. So today's transmission is transmission number
28. Really getting up there.
We're really
climbing the ladder.
getting old.
Getting on.
Getting on.
Getting a little long in the tooth.
What?
Like when dogs get old.
Thanks, Gramps.
Well, I'm gonna bring it back.
What was it again?
Long in the tooth. When you're getting older, you're getting long in the tooth.
But how?
Maybe not people.
Oh, just dogs?
Maybe dogs. I feel like lots of animals getting a little long in the tooth.
You can't really
tell. I don't even think that's true. I think your gums start fading away and you get long in the tooth.
Oh, maybe. Mm. You guys can't tell, but S-Bot is just opening his teeth, his lips really, really far apart, showing, baring his teeth at me.
I had to prove it to you.
All right. Anyways, so shall we tell people about our theme?
Yeah, let's do it.
Has nothing to do with grandpas.
Yeah, nothing to do with teeth at all.
Do you want to do it?
Can we do it together?
Okay.
Okay, let's try it.
So this is transmission number 28.
The Red Dot Robot Parade.
Would you like to explain it?
Sure. This is, I guess it's better to say it this way. Every CD that's in the new release section of the station that has a red dot is Canadian content, is a CanCon CD.
And since we're so patriotic and it was recently the birth of our country,
we thought we'd do this show.
Of all new Canadian releases.
Yeah, we just came in and we're like, let's do everything Canadian. Let's just look for the red dot. So we just like filed down and pulled out everything with the red dot and listened to it and found what we like best.
But you know what's really awesome, I feel, is that I think a lot of these bands are amazing.
No,
and I hadn't really listened to a lot of them.
You know, I was actually mentioning this to my girlfriend today, and I was saying how, like, when I lived in Vancouver before, I used to, and I didn't have internet, I would just go to Zulu and just pick out CDs that looked good and spend all afternoon just listening to CDs, which I don't do at all anymore, because now I just, like, look up shit on the internet.
This is, like, the same, except for they have red dots on them.
I know. Well, no, yeah. Same as the Zulu experience. And it's, like, more, like, tactile. Like, I feel like it's a better, like, experience.
And I was also saying that, like, when I used to DJ at CFUV in Victoria, I often used to just go in and pull out interesting-looking CDs, and that's how I got to learn about a lot of the new music, which we've just stopped doing. But I feel like 7 out of the 9 of these albums, I'll like want to go back and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I think there's only, well, I think we're familiar with some of the artists, but we had no idea what the albums really sounded like.
Yeah.
Except maybe the singles or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good experience.
It was good. It was a bonding experience. All right, well, let's kick it off then. You talk about the
first
one.
The first band we're going to play is the Japandroids, who are out of Vancouver. I feel like they've been getting crazy press lately.
Mad press.
And great. Good for them. I listened to them a while ago and I was like, this just kind of sounds like just like punk, like just like pop punk. But we had a closer listen to them tonight, and it does sound really good, actually. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't really give them their dues. So we're gonna play them tonight. The song is called Young Hearts Spark Fire, from the Post Nothing album. And after that it's a band called P.S. I Love You. I'm not totally sure where they're from, but it was on an Apple Crisp compilation, which I guess is a label out of Halifax, I believe.
Kingston?
Yeah, it is Kingston.
I think it's Kingston. What are they? They're like producers, record label?
Yeah, it's like a record label. Also like
live venue.
Yeah, they seem like they do everything. They put out zines too. And
oh,
even
here it is.
The CD itself is... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's Apple Crisp is a concert series, record label, festival, music video club, and zine based in Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really cool, actually.
And we took a scan through them, and this was our favorite. Mm-hmm. So the band's called P.S. I Love You, and the song's called 2012.
Great. Well,
let's do it. Let's kick it off.
All right.
Here's Japandroids with Young Hearts Spark Fire.
We'll be right back.
was an awesome set.
That song really just grew on me.
Yeah, we,
within the course of listening to it right now.
We were not sure.
We're like, oh, we should probably play something on this compilation. And then we're like, this one's good. Let's go with this one.
Yeah, but we almost cut it.
I know. And Bob was like, how did this song go again? I was like, rah, 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 rah. We're like, let's still play it. Whatever. But I think it's really good now.
Yeah, that was a really good set.
Okay, so that was just P.S. I Love You with the track 2012 from the Apple Crisp. I suppose it's the 2009 compilation.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Japan Droids with Young Hearts Spark Fire from Post Nothing.
Nice. Okay, so up next we have a bit of an arts and crafts duo.
Oh, I didn't even realize that they were
both
back-to-back arts
and
crafters.
They are both back-to-back. We didn't really mean it. They just went the best together. So we're going to kick off this set with the Most Serene Republic. This is off of their new album and the ever-expanding universe. And I love them. That's pretty much it. I don't know. It's in the little like liner notes, it says that the Most Serene Republic is confidently striding forward with a more mature, diverse, and exhilarating sound. But I feel like that makes them sound really lame.
A little bit like so pompous, totally pompous. It just sounds pretty to me, as they always have.
They do. We have a lot of really pretty music today, I feel.
We do. A lot of no vocals also.
I know, which is weird because it could have been in our
No vocal show
last
week. No words.
No words. Songs Without Words 2 weeks ago. Also, for the record, next week, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Songs Without...
In case you didn't get the catch at the end because it got cut off, we'll replay it.
We're replaying it next week. So here's a little taster or a repeat, whatever. So off of the Most Serene Republic's new album, we're going to be playing Patternicity. We didn't really know
how to pronounce that. I screwed that one up three times before Mbot came in. She's like, Patternicity. That's what it is. What's the problem?
I don't really understand. And then following that is a band by the name of Years. I've never heard them before.
I've heard talk of them and that's it.
Yeah. This is off their self-titled album.
It sounds really good.
Them out, but it was great. We were really enamored with this song, mm-hmm. I feel. It's called Are You Unloved? Question mark.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what's coming up next. So here's a little bit of a fun arts and crafts set, starting with the Most Serene Republic and Patternicity, and then Years with Are You Unloved?
Thank you. Services Society of BC is calling out for volunteers for the KidStart Mentoring Program. The KidStart Mentoring Program matches kids 6 years old and older with an adult mentor. This program is similar to the Big Brothers, except geared towards kids at risk, vulnerable to addiction, crime, abuse, and family crisis. At this moment, there are 243 children and youth waiting for a KidStart volunteer. To volunteer, or for more information regarding the KidStart Mentoring Program or PLEA Community Services, please visit our websites, www.plea.ca and www.kidstart.ca.
Wow, that ad was really epic.
It was. It was kind of an extension of our set,
Our set.
Might as well throw some cigarettes in there.
We might as well, considering both of those tracks sounded like they could be on movie soundtracks.
They did. They were epic. They deserve some kind of visual accompaniment for sure.
It's true. Beautiful, though. They were both so gorgeous.
Really good.
So right before that break, you heard Years off of their self-titled album, and that track was Are You Unloved? And we started that set off with brand new The Most Serene Republic, and it's off of their album and the ever expanding universe. I don't know why I couldn't read that for a second. And the track was Patternicity.
As a reminder, you are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
Oh, that was, man,
maybe we should always get a third person in here. That was so much better. On CITR
101.9 FM, and I am Mbot.
And I'm Sbot.
So apparently you get to introduce all of the fast music.
Yes.
And I get to introduce all the slow music.
This is great. This
so
is working out well.
Go ahead.
Okay, up next is going to be Pink Mountaintops from their latest album, Outside Love. And the track is Axis Thrones of Love, which is the first track off the album.
And also, by the sounds of this album, it's probably going to be a pretty epic one.
It sounds really good.
You
know what? I don't even know why I didn't give it a chance when it first came out. I think it's been out for
a little while.
Months, at least.
I also really like Pink Mountaintops a lot better than I like Black Mountain. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'm like, I don't know. You guys are almost the same band. But then I forget that.
No, it's
true.
That
Pink Mountaintops are just like far superior.
And I feel like Pink Mountaintops like doing its own thing, and Black Mountain's trying to be like a throwback to a certain kind of sound,
yeah, that's
or like
true.
A certain time in music, which sometimes bugs me because I'm like, I can just listen to that.
Hmm. Anyways, this album sounds really stellar.
Mm-hmm. It does
so
sound
go
really
and
good.
Check it out for sure.
And following that is brand new Sunset Rubdown off of the Dragon Slayer album, which just came out. I actually went and saw Sunset Rubdown play last week at Richards, and it was good. It was a great show, actually. They sounded really good. It was a long night, though.
I missed it.
It was good. It was far superior to when we saw them last time.
I was unimpressed.
I was
really unimpressed when I first saw them.
I feel like they gained my confidence back.
Right.
But it was like a triple bill, and by the end of it, it was like 1 o'clock, and I was barely standing. And they embellished some tracks, definitely. There were some like epic songs. But it sounded great. They sounded really like on top of their game. And this track will be "You Go On Ahead," Trumpet Trumpet 2. Okay, so let's get to it. This is Pink Mountaintops with Axis Thrones of Love, and after that, Sunset Rubdown with "You Go On Ahead," Trumpet Trumpet 2.
Oh, And I'd like to watch the white flash of your heels as they take turns breaking the desert heat to beckon me in languages I've never learned. And I'd like to have you navigate to hills where no musicians live, and on the way decide what bendings of your will you're willing to forgive. And I'd like to think that the actors have never landed, and I'd like to blow this trumpet down and go on empty-handed. And I'd like to think I am not one of them, but I know I am, so I'd like to just follow you. You go on ahead for a while. I would like to just follow you a while. And you go on ahead for a while. I would like to just follow you a while. And when me and the boys were out, we killed 1,000 butterflies, so I put their wings into my mouth and said a prayer for our safe arrival. And then a big black car crossed our path, and I wondered whether or not that shit was empty.
What might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM?
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Silence, 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 silence muscle, and oh god, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now!
Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
Maxwell.
I don't know if you guys got that or not, but if you want to stay tuned after us, Mondo Chasho with Maxwell Maxwell.
That's a good ad.
It is a good ad. And after that is DJ Smiley Mike with Transcendence. Stay tuned.
Stick around.
Shall we just let them know what they just heard?
Yep. You just heard Sunset Rubdown with You Go On Ahead, Trumpet Trumpet 2 from Dragon Slayer, which is on Jag Jaguar. And before that, was Pig Mountaintops, also on Jag Jaguar.
Whoa.
What a dedication set.
It's like our arts and crafts set.
Jag Jaguar really has some Canada love, I feel.
As does Arts and Crafts. I feel like we're battling.
But Arts and Crafts is Canada-based. Jag Jaguar
is... That's true.
I'm not sure where they're out of, actually.
I feel like they are also Canada-based, though.
No. They're not. No.
Wait, we did a show on them. We should know this.
I think it's them and... Secretly Canadian or something like that? Are friends? Or they shared offices at one point in time? But it's definitely in the States. They're not Canadian.
Well, good job, Jag Jaguar. We like you.
Yeah, they're on top of their game for sure. Before that was Pink Mountaintops with Axis Thrones of Love from Outside Love.
Great. So we have coming up next another kind of slowy, beautiful set.
Slowy, beautiful, no talking set.
No talkings. First is a band I grabbed this album just because of the artwork.
Let me see it again.
It's just really interesting. And they have the little bird standing on the mountain.
Yeah, that's the winner.
It's really cute. They are called Electroluminescent. And I don't know anything about them. That's why we are listening to them. This album is called Measures. And the track we'll be playing is Road Behind. And then following that is another shout out to Arts and Crafts. It's Bell Orchestra. It's their new album, As Seen Through Windows. And this is, if you guys don't know, a couple of members of Arcade Fire are in this band, as mm-hmm. well as like other little random side projects and, mm-hmm. and the whatnot. I think it's really interesting that this band was born in an old dance studio, and it was basically the musicians were a collective of improvisers. Mm-hmm. Improvisers? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who played alongside contemporary dancers, and then they like parted ways, and now it's Bell Orchestra.
Oh, that is neat.
I think it's really cool. So this track is called, I can't believe you're making me say this.
Wait.
You got me on this one.
Okay, go.
Bacchophallus Bouncing Ball.
Wait, let me see it.
Do it.
I don't know.
I think
it's... Bucephalus?
Bucephalus Bouncing Ball?
Bucephalus Bouncing Ball?
All right. There you go. You guys can decide
it's one of those
for
two,
yourself.
For sure.
That's what's coming up next. So let's get right into it, and we'll be back in a little bit to say goodbye. So this is Electroluminescent with Road Behind, and following that will be Bell Orchestra and Bucephalus Bouncing Ball. Take that.
Thank you.
abrupt ending. Weren't prepared.
We're all right. We're here.
We're all right. We're here. I'm just like getting goosebumps with how good
both of those were tracks great. That last track. What was it called again?
It was called Do It.
Was it Bucephalus Bouncing Ball?
Yeah, I think so.
Bucephalus Bouncing Ball. Yeah.
Bucephalus Bouncing Ball. Off of Bell Orchestra's latest album, As Seen Through Windows. And we started that set off with Electroluminescent and the track Road Behind. Ah, those were so good. Yeah,
those are really good.
Man, I'm just like, I have like tingles. I'm really stoked on this show. We were just saying how awesome it was to like take ourselves out of our comfort zone and just like listen to new music.
Yeah, just grab a stack of CDs and for both of us to be like, okay, we like this. Do you like this? Yeah, okay, awesome.
Okay, awesome.
I feel like I made for a pretty decent show.
Yeah.
This is just a huge pat on the back right now, but nonetheless.
So we don't really have time for another track, but we're going to put it on anyways.
We'll put it on. It will fade out if need be.
Yep. It is brand new Circle Square from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This album is called Songs About Dancing and Drugs, which I think is
like all songs.
Like all songs. And do you want to tell? We're sharing this one.
Okay. And the name of the track is, I think it's All Live But The Ending is the name of the track.
I think so too.
All Live But The Ending sounds really weird. It doesn't even make sense.
It's not even grammatically correct.
We're going to call it All Live. Oh, damn it. We're going to call it All Live But The Ending. I was just tricked again.
You were tricked. I also really like this show too because we usually come in with like 5 songs each that we're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But this was all shared.
Sharesies.
We shared these.
It was total collaboration.
Collaboration. Anyways, that's enough of that. Let's listen to this track. It's 13 minutes. We'll see how long we can get into it before we have to stop. But thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
And we have been
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I've been Mbot.
And I've been Sbot.
And tune in again in 2 weeks, and we are replaying our Songs Without Words.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Yeah. And we just don't feel like pre-recording another one.
Have a good night, guys. See you later.
Did you feel it? Yeah.
Are the drunks so good?